Get into all the Major League Baseball action with Season 2 of Play Loud, exclusively on the MLB YouTube channel. Forget front row seats. We're taking you into the game on the field and in the dugout during some of the hottest matchups of the season. Follow along and be part of the fun alongside some of the league's biggest stars as we mic them up and get the cameras rolling during some of the hottest matchups of the season.
That is out of the ballpark!
Catch real-time reactions from Juan Soto in the field or listen in on the hilarious conversation between Eduardo Escobar and Francisco Lindor in the dugout. Tune in for live reactions from players across the league with unprecedented access. Play Loud is your exclusive look into the fun of the game. You never know what you're going to see or hear. Play Loud. It's baseball like you've never watched before. Tune in for new episodes of Play Loud, only on the MLB YouTube channel.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Forget front row seats. We're taking you into the action on the field and in the dugout with Season 2 of Play Loud. Follow some of the league's biggest stars as we mic them up and get the cameras rolling during some of the hottest matchups of the season. Catch real-time reactions from Juan Soto and Francisco Lindor in the field and catch all the hilarious conversations between players off the field with unprecedented access. Watch episodes of Play Loud at youtube.com/MLB. Play Loud brings you baseball like you've never seen before.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. I'm here with super producer and host Dave Shepard, and I'm here with you, people listening all over North America, on your local affiliate, on the free Odyssey app, on Sirius XM channel 158, and on smart speakers. I'm going to be here with you for one more hour. Sorry, I've been here for three already. They only give me a four-hour slot. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you want to holler at me, you probably know how to do it by now. It's 855-212-4CBS. You can also find me. I am at JR Sport Brief on all social media. It's been a packed night. It's been a packed show. Aaron Judge hit his 61st home run. It took him a week to go from 60 to 61. He's now tied with Roger Maris for the most home runs in American League history for a single season. And he has about another week left to break the record, to move into 62, and then keep on going. Okay, we talked about this earlier on in the show as it took place. And then before we get out of here, I want you to hear a very important message from Roger Maris Jr. He was in attendance tonight watching Aaron Judge tie his dad at 61. And Roger Maris Jr., he said something that might upset a few folks. So I'm going to share that with you this hour as well. Right before we went to break, I gave you a top six list. We took a look at some of the most outspoken personalities, athletes in the world of sports right now. Before we also get out of here, I want to share with you the amazing experience I had at Drexel University in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania earlier today as I continued on with my Media for the Movement tour. Just trying to encourage people to look at sports as something that can really change people's lives. To also, you know, maybe move forward towards a more inclusive society, using sports for good in every regard. And so I want to share with you a conversation I had with Sharon Quarles of Special Olympics Pennsylvania later on in the show. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's been busy. We've talked Judge, NFL injuries, and now the top six. Okay, if you missed it, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. At number six, I gave you Popovich. Number five, Deion Sanders. Number four, Conor McGregor. Number three, Draymond Green. At number two, I gave you Aaron Rodgers. And at number one, I gave you the round mound of rebound. He started off 30 years ago in an MVP season telling everybody, I ain't your damn role model for your kids. More recently, he's been able to be honest and also use Anthony Davis as a punching bag on TNT. 30 years strong, here's Charles Barkley. Take a listen to this.
I call him Anthony Street Clothes Davis because he's always in street clothes.
New Orleans don't have a low, like Anthony Davis, he's a little light in the cakes. They push it. First of all, he's great now, but they push him off the box every single time.
There you go, when, talking about food again.
I was actually talking about his ass, man.
Whoa.
Let's make the differentiation.
Thank you.
They
push.
What are you got something you got to unload?
Yes.
What is it?
Camera 4. That's my camera?
Yes, it is.
For the first month of the season, y'all blame everything on Russell Westbrook for the Lakers being putting all them old-ass geezers together. Listen, Anthony Davis, you got to play better. I said on this first night, if the Lakers were going to be any good, it was all going to be on you. Listen, in my opinion, I blame Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis, you know I like you as a person, but you ain't doing what you're supposed to do. You're 27 years old. You're supposed to be one of the five best players in the world up there with Giannis, Kevin Durant, and those guys, and you ain't holding up your end of the bargain.
This man has never spared a thought. He's never spared us his opinion, and he's still going. Charles Barkley, in the world of sports, if I have to think about active athletes, people in the mix, he's number one on the list. He really is. If you want to get the full descriptions, I gave it to you last hour, Odyssey app. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. Christian is calling from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, love the show. I think Richard Sherman is a very outspoken athlete, you know, more in his
Absolutely.
Playing day, but I think in his broadcast, I think he's number one. If I could add one more player, too, I think Jalen Ramsey to add in, too. He is very opinionated, and he always backs it up, I think. Like Dion and they back it up, but they're always outspoken and tell you how it is.
Certainly. Well, thank you, Christian, for calling from Buffalo. Those were two great names. Richard Sherman, obviously, still at the forefront. Career not necessarily over, but he's contributing to Thursday Night Football with Amazon. And whether he's talking about Crabtree or whether he's on Twitter, Richard Sherman has always been someone ready to explain himself and do it in a very clear and concise way, whether you agree with him or not. Tim is calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, how's it going? How are you?
I'm very well. Tim, go ahead.
When you said that, the only person that came to my mind was Russell Westbrook. Stephen A. Smith. But he's not an athlete.
Well, yeah, we know that. I think the last time he was an athlete was probably in college.
Right. Well, I'm going with Russell Westbrook.
Okay. No, Russell Westbrook definitely. Yeah, he speaks his mind, but the other element is I find him to be a little bit more combative. He's a little more reactionary. Like he's not seeking a microphone. Like if you ask him something, he'll give you an answer. But it's a little bit more combative, it's curt. He's not outward in that regard. He's very, very responsive, especially when you think about the beating he takes in the world of, or just the course of public opinion. He doesn't help his cause a lot of times either. Scott is calling from Portland, Oregon. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR? Thanks for taking the call. How's it going?
It's going very damn good. What's up?
All right, so here's my thinking on this, right? So I agree with you in today's generation. Barkley's got 30 years. He's got the runtime. I totally agree with you. But if you make the argument who's the up-and-comer, I'd say Michael Strahan could potentially, you know, outbout Barkley if you give him another 10, 20 years. Landed a major job on a major network, you know, been outspoken for many years, great guy. Actually, I would call him a role model, to be honest with you. So think about that one for argument's sake.
Well,
and then in the past.
Well, hold on, Scott. Scott, slow down. What stands out to you that Michael Strahan has ever said?
Well, you know, I think "I'm not a role model" is a very iconic thing that Barkley said. And I think that Michael hasn't gotten to that point yet.
Oh,
where he's had that.
Okay.
He hasn't had that moment. Okay. So I agree with you, but I think he's got that potential.
Oh, well, it's one thing to talk about potential. I mean, we can all talk. I sat here and said, Draymond Green is podcasting during the finals. It's like, whoa, what the hell are you doing? And I said, Draymond is 32 years old. We might legitimately have 20 to 30 more years of him, okay? Michael Strahan might have potential, but he's been doing this for a long time now in his own right. He's doing, I believe it's Good Morning America. He's obviously contributing to Fox on that side. What else is there for Michael Strahan to do? I got to think about Charles Barkley and his potential. What potential did we have? The man was an instant quote when he played. He was an instant quote the minute you put him in front of a camera. He's not shy. He doesn't care. He says what's on his mind. And that's why he's appreciated. Charles Barkley, whether you love him, whether you hate him, he's a national treasure, and he's respected. He says something ridiculous. He says it with conviction. He believes what he says. Flat period, to the point. Lou is calling from Rochester. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Lou, you're live.
Hello? Oh, sorry, Jeff. Yeah,
it's
I'm
okay. You're live
from,
now.
What?
I said you're live now. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'm coming back from the Rogers Center. I went to see that game. Saw that Judge home run. It was anything but the highest line drive. That's why the guys couldn't grab it as it hit the wall. Just wondering what Sterling said about this hype. But the other subject that you have, I think maybe you have something there with Rogers because he's very quirky. Hard to understand, and he openly criticizes some of his players at times, particularly the receivers.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I think it's an exercise in futility to try to understand Aaron Rodgers. You got to take what he says at what he says and just kind of chalk it up. I'm waiting on him to say something crazy over the next 2 or 3 weeks. Maybe he'll tell us about his cleanse and the drugs. I have no idea. Or maybe he'll throw a receiver under the bus. It's just par for the course. And I hope you had a great time at the game. You know, when we get to the next break, oh, I can't wait to share this with you. Roger Maris Jr. What does he have to say about Aaron Judge tying his dad? What does he have to say about the potential of Aaron Judge to hit 62 home runs? And Roger Maris probably made a few people feel uncomfortable. Let's get to a few more of your calls, and then we'll hear from Roger. Sully calling from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
What's up? You know, this guy, I wasn't a big fan of the sport, but this guy, he was a pistol when he played and is a commentator. He's got some mouths to him. John McEnroe.
Absolutely, man. When he wasn't breaking records or yelling at umpires, now you can listen to him on ESPN.
Yeah, it's like this guy, it's like I wasn't a big tennis fan, but man, when you see him going off, throwing stuff, having a hissy fit, and now he's still got a lot to say as a commentator. That cracks me up. It's nice talking to you, though.
Oh, no doubt, Sully. Thank you for calling from Michigan. Yeah, he actually brings a little bit of life and personality to a lot of the broadcasts, on the tennis side, obviously. And for a guy who was, for the most part, I would say, he wasn't well-liked. He was just like a crybaby. Who's this guy bitching and whining and moaning and throwing the temper tantrums? And here we have it all these years later. Like, he's probably, not probably, he is the most colorful broadcaster that we have in tennis. Tom is calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
First of all, make your passion your purpose. You do that both in and out of the studio, man. I am so proud of you. You do a great job.
Well, thank you, Tom. It sounds like you watched my TED Talk from a few years ago.
I sure did. That was great.
Well, thank you,
and,
Tom.
And I can't wait to hear the Drexel University interview later on in the show.
Thank you.
When I called, I think you were on like number three or number four, and I was talking to Shep. I said instantly, I said, Charles Barkley's got to be the most dynamic, you know, outspoken sports person I can think of. But then I thought of the antipathy of that, and you mentioned him last night. I don't know if he belongs on our list, but I'm going to say his name, Jerry Jones.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. You are correct. You are correct. He is certainly outspoken. I know I mentioned this. He needs an adult muzzle. You are correct, Tom.
Thank you.
Oh, that's all he needed. Appreciate you, Tom. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
You bet. Thanks a lot.
No doubt about it. Tom calling from Chicago. Kevin from Louisville. I'm going to let you get the last word on this one. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Kevin?
JR. What's up, my man?
How are you?
I'm doing pretty well.
Good. Give me that name.
I'm going to be your grandpa, man.
Oh, congratulations, Papa.
Thank
What's
you.
Up?
I think T.O. T.O., oh. my man. He can be outspoken when he wants to. And he'll tell you like it is. Yep. He's my ex-49er guy. God dang it, JR. My 49ers suck.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
What is wrong with them? Talk to me. What is wrong with them?
Well, do you want to talk to Kyle Shanahan? Do you want to help some of the injury problems? I mean, where do you want to start?
Offensive line, first of all, and the quarterback. Yep.
Well, when you got Trent Williams, who's basically busted up, and you're paying him all this money, I mean.
I know. I'm
sorry.
Golly. I mean, I fell asleep in the game Sunday night.
Oh, I did,
and
too.
And now we got to play the Rams Monday night.
Well, let's look on the bright side. After the Rams probably whoop y'all ass, Carolina and Atlanta is next. That's not too bad, right?
Hey, Atlanta, you got Superboy back there in the backfield.
Cordarrelle Patterson, yes.
Oh, my God. Did you see that? Oh, my. I know you saw it. Golly.
I see him every week. I also see who plays quarterback.
JR, I got to deal with a Bengals fan in my house, my wife, a Packers fan, my daughter, Carolina fan, my son-in-law, and Baltimore Ravens, my other daughter.
Oh, wow.
That's what I'm dealing with every week. And we couldn't even muster up 12 points? Really?
Well, listen.
Are you kidding me?
You got everything represented in your family, man. I don't know how you deal with it.
Well, you know what? I cook the meat every Sunday on the grill.
Okay.
Everybody brings a dish, and we play cornhole, and we watch football, and that's how we deal with it. And,
that's not bad. What meat you be cooking?
Well, I smoke brisket, pork loins, I smoke ribs, dog.
Hey, Shep, we might need to make a trip.
Well, Sunday I actually cooked a big pot of chili.
Okay. All right, Kevin. All right, listen, man, we don't have the food, so we just going to have to make a trip one day, okay?
Okay. I love you, JR.
I love you, too. Thank you, Kevin.
Hey, nothing but love. Love you.
None but love. Hey, Shep, you ready to go out to Louisville?
Oh, absolutely, JR.
Brisket, ribs, what else,
man? Well, we just need a new team because it seems like everybody and their mother has a team that they root for outside of Kevin's interest in that household. So,
yeah, well, it's they coming over to the house to eat. So,
yeah,
I guess he wants to feed him regardless. What a good man.
JR, one quick thing I want to run by you.
Yes.
A lot of people said when they called, but it wasn't exactly on topic, but I'd be remiss if I didn't say this. None of these individuals compare to the most outspoken athlete in the history of all of sports, and they don't come close. Who kind of set he paved the way for all of these individuals. You know who that would be?
I never heard of Muhammad Ali.
Okay, you knew where I was going with that.
Nah,
gotcha.
But the fact, I'm talking about right now.
Right, no, I get that. But you've had so many people call up and say, how could JR not have Muhammad Ali? And I go, well, did you listen to of... the intro of JR's top six list for this week? Yeah. You can't have Muhammad Ali on every list.
Yeah, we got a lot of people who don't listen.
Right.
I don't know how many lists that I've done, not just here on the radio, but over the past 10 years, where Muhammad Ali has been at the top.
A lot.
And so, yeah, it's been a lot. He's been number one on quite a few lists here just on CBS Sports Radio over the past 2 years. And so if you pay attention, if you listen very carefully, I always paint the picture as to what we're discussing. I know it's like, oh, my God, Muhammad Ali, outspoken athletes. If I wanted to go through history, the vast majority of the guys that I just mentioned wouldn't be here. You know, I mean, Muhammad Ali would be on the list. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar would be on. I could go Bill Russell. I can go on and on. Jim Brown. Talking about right the hell now. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. And speaking of right now, history was made tonight. Aaron Judge did it. 61 tying Roger Maris. We're going to take a break. When we come back, you will hear the call. You will hear from Aaron Judge about tying the record. And then you will hear from Roger Maris Jr. His comments? Damn. There's a couple of former Major League Baseball players who are probably rolling their eyes. You'll hear it on the other side of the break. History made tonight in Toronto. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I love your show every week. I work about 60 hours a week. Every week I get off of work at about midnight, and I tune into your show. I love your show.
I listen to your show every night going home from work, and I appreciate you, man.
I listen to you on my drive home from work, and I appreciate you being you and being fresh, man. Thank you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
And I appreciate you. There's no show without you. Yeah, you listening to me right now. Love me, hate me, agree, disagree. There is no show without you. So thank you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Shared with you tonight a new top six list. We talked about some of the most outspoken individuals, athletes, personalities in the world of sports. Charles Barkley topped the list. And earlier on to open up the show, we had some history made right before I went on air. Aaron Judge finally hit home run number 61, tying Roger Maris. He hit 61 and 61. They both share the American League single season record. Roger Maris, he hit 61 on the final day of the season in 1961. And Aaron Judge has about 7 days left. Okay, this man can go ahead and break the record. Tonight, seventh inning, hit a two-run home run for the New York Yankees. The Yankees ultimately win the game against the Blue Jays in Toronto. The final score, 8-3. You want to hear what the call sounded like? Here it is, John Sterling on the Yankees radio network.
And the payoff. There goes the deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 61. He ties Roger Maris for the American League single season record with 61 home runs. It's a two-run Judgeian blast. Here comes the Judge. A two-run blast, and the Yankees take a 5-3 lead on number 61 for Judge.
And the entire Yankee team is out on the field. They are hugging him one by one. Patty Judge is standing behind the Yankee dugout. She got a big smile on her face. And the Yankee team outside the dugout, everyone hugging him. Gerrit Cole now hugging him. Aaron Boone, one of the first people out there. A beautiful, beautiful moment for this guy.
Oh, and it is. He seems like an awesome human being. Good for Aaron Judge. tying Roger Maris for the all-time American League home run record. It's great, and he's not done yet. And by the way, he's still in the lead for the American League Triple Crown. Awesome situation, awesome scenario for a guy who's playing in his contract year. That's been pushed to the back burner, and all the emphasis has been on this home run record. And so after the game, Aaron Judge, he talked about it on the Yankees radio network. He talked about how good it feels to make history.
This is pretty special. You know, you never, you know, start the year thinking about breaking records or tying records or getting a chance to do this. But, you know, just what this team's done all year, you know, it's been an incredible season to be a part of. And, Susan, I'm kind of lost for words.
Yeah, you don't know what the hell to say. Reasonable. Aaron Boone, who's been an advocate for Aaron Judge all throughout his career, his strike zone, the pitches that he gets, how he's treated by the umps. And Aaron Boone, he was on the Yes Network, and he talked about that this guy is such a great human being, nobody deserves it more than him.
The fact that he's the face of your team and your best player, and the fact that he is completely about others on the team, it just makes me proud to have been, you know, been his skipper for the last 5 years now.
Yeah, he does deserve it. And this one is the, I don't want to call it the gut shot. Roger Maris Jr. was on hand, obviously the son of Roger Maris, to witness this history made in Toronto tonight. Roger Maris Jr. sat right next to Aaron Judge's mom. They embraced when he kind of went around home plate. He gave her a hug and congratulated her on what her son has been able to do here. And sure, it's probably a little bittersweet that the record is now tied and Aaron Judge still has a week to go out there and break it. Roger Maris, he was available to the media afterwards. He sat down and had a press conference and he talked about Aaron Judge, the record, what it means. This is what Roger Maris had to say about Judge hitting 61.
Well, I think it means a lot, and it's not just for me. I think it means a lot for a lot of people, you know, that he's clean, he's a Yankee, he plays the game the right way. And, you know, I think it gives people a chance to look at somebody who, you know, should be revered for hitting 62 home runs and not just as a guy who did it in the American League. He should be revered for, you know, being the actual single season home run champ. I mean, that's really who he is if he hits 62. And I think that's what needs to happen. I think baseball needs to look at the records, and I think baseball should do something.
Damn. Whoa. I don't know what the Yankees PR folks were thinking about that one, but damn, maybe they put him out there knowing that he was going to say it and that they didn't have to be the ones to come out and do it. Aaron Judge, out of his own mouth, has said, hey, Barry Bonds broke the record at 73. That's what it is. I watched him growing up in the Bay Area. It's him. What is Aaron Judge going to say? Well, screw Barry Bonds. He can't. He's not going to. It serves him no purpose. I can say it. Roger Maris Jr. has certainly said it, and I can certainly understand. When your father was out there and has the record, and a bunch of guys came on through 30 years later, and they started to just cheat and took the record away, I can understand Roger Maris Jr. taking that position. Me personally, I've said this plenty of times, and it will upset some people. Yeah, Barry Bonds has the record. And sure, Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa, they hit 60-plus. I'm looking at Judge like the man, the home run king for a single season, along with Roger Maris, until we have reason otherwise that he's been doing something. Roger Maris, he went scorched earth. And Barry Bonds is somewhere just rolling his damn eyes, probably not having a drink somewhere. I don't know what he's doing. Maybe scheduling a new K-Cast with Alex Rodriguez. I don't know. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to open up the phone lines for you. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Aaron Judge making history, tying Roger Maris for the most home runs in a single season in the American League. He now has about a week to go out there and hit 62-plus. Roger Maris Jr., he says if Judge does it, he's the home run king. All the mother records? Major League Baseball needs to look at him. What do you say? 855-212-4CBS. I also, before I roll out, I want to share with you the amazing experience I had at Drexel University today, the Media for the Movement tour.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
But I'm going to get off the radio. I just wanted to let you know I commend you for what you're doing, JR. That's great what you're up there doing, the speaking engagements and talking to these college students and stuff. We need more of that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Before we roll out, I want to share with you the amazing day I had at Drexel University in Philadelphia. We'll get to that momentarily. Right before we went to break, I updated you on Aaron Judge and his home run chase. He's now tied Roger Maris at 61 home runs, most all time by anyone in the American League. They're sitting together at 61. And Roger Maris Jr., he talked after the game. The New York Yankees won, by the way, 8-3. And Roger Maris Jr. basically said that, yeah, if Judge can go ahead and get to 61, he should be the home run king. He basically didn't name any names, but he said Judge is clean. He says that Major League Baseball needs to look at the records. And, I mean, what more do you need to say? It sounds real clear to me. He thinks that McGuire and Sosa, they don't have the record, but they're up there, and that what Bonds did is tainted. I can't argue with him. 855-212-4CBS, Tony calling from Massachusetts. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
What's up, JR? So I agree with you, man. I'm going to say it. Aaron Rodgers, excuse me, Aaron Judge tied. He is the home run king. If he breaks, I'm going to be happy. The mother three stooges, man, the three horsemen. Ain't no horses playing baseball. They should leave him alone, man. They don't count, man. They cheated, man. Cork bats and all that. So, yeah, that was a straightforward gut punch.
Yeah, it was a wild one, Tony. Thank you for calling from Massachusetts. He didn't hold any punches. And what does Roger Maris Jr. have to lose? He ain't going to sit in front of the media no more. Maybe he'll do some interviews, etc. But that was coordinated by the Yankees. He sat in front of a New York Yankees step and repeat. New York Yankees logos behind him, and he made that statement. And Brian Cashman wasn't going to say that. Not that he would. He's going to have to try to figure out how to pay the guy. The Steinbrenners weren't saying that. And, I mean, damn it, they got to pay Aaron Judge. So why would they want it said? So very interesting. We actually got some honesty. And it came from someone who's not an athlete. It came from the son of someone who has held a record since 1961. He was outspoken. Can't knock him for it. Speaking of being outspoken, I'm sure that you know last year I went on a 25-campus tour all across North America with Special Olympics. And what am I outspoken about? Inclusivity. Using sports for good, using sports to kind of bring people together. Now, we can argue and have fun here on the radio. That's all good. But there's a bigger picture in life. And so last week, I started this semester's edition of the Media for the Movement Tour. And we're really looking to utilize sports for good, to bring people together. So I started last week at Fordham University. This week, today and yesterday, I was in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania at Drexel University. And we really have an emphasis not just on utilizing sports for good, but also encouraging just healthcare for athletes who work or participate in Special Olympics. Inclusive health, that they get treated the same way, whether or not they're on the field of play or that they happen to be in a doctor's office. Everybody deserves an equal shot and a chance and an opportunity just to participate in sports, but also to live a healthy life. And so thank you so much to Professor Sarah Napoli up at Drexel. Thank you so much to the students who were willing to listen and understand the message. And I was joined by a spectacular Special Olympics athlete and someone who also happens to be a great ambassador just for people. It's Sharon Quarles. She does a lot with Special Olympics. She does a lot for her community. And this is her talking about her specific role with SO.
I'm an athlete for Special Olympics, and my sports are volleyball, track and field, bowling, bocce, and I'm Glover Messenger 1. I'm on a committee board. I'm getting ready to do a leadership one, and I'm going to do judo, and I'm a healthy fitness coordinator.
Yeah, she told me about the healthy fitness coordination. And she does not pull any punches. She will let you know if the meal is not healthy. She will let you know if it's not good for you. She has no problem. And Sharon is helping to make a difference. I asked her, what is the best part for you about Special Olympics? Listen.
What is the best part? Because I meet friends. We go different places. And we have fun. And the fun is real nice where we can have fun, and I meet new people because, you know, some of the athletes, I never met them, and they new to me, so they, like, could be my friend.
Yeah. Hey, Shep, isn't it great meeting friends? Everybody loves friends.
Wish I could meet Sharon, speaking of friends.
Oh, we can arrange that. Sharon is amazing, man.
She was on your Twitter video, man. I love that video.
Yes. No, Sharon is amazing. And you know what? To sit in a classroom and to listen to Sharon share her background and her story, it's like I'm sitting up there with Sharon, and it's such a simple concept to really treat people like people. It's so simple, but for some reason, we're wired to want to go to battle and fight with each other. It's maddening. And so we also had Chase Trimmer. He joined Sarah. Chase is based in Philadelphia. He's the director for the Philadelphia program with Special Olympics. And I asked him, man, what motivates you to do this, to spread this message? Listen to his answer.
I mean, it's personally motivating for me just having, you know, connections to people with intellectual disabilities in my life, in my family. But it's also really, I think, an incredibly powerful way of, you know, building a more inclusive world, using sports to educate people on the different lived experiences, and then also finding more commonalities, because I think there's a lot more that we have in common than different. And so, you know, breaking down barriers in society while, you know, also bringing people together through sports, and, you know, who doesn't like to compete? It's something that I think could be really powerful, and I'm, you know, happy to be a part of.
It absolutely is powerful. 100% is. I asked Chase, this is something that you've committed to. There are a lot of people listening to me right now, listening to you, Shep, as well, all over the country, all over North America. You know, you can be of any ability and participate in Special Olympics. You can volunteer. You can coach. It could be once a week. It could be once a month. It could be once a year. You just get involved. And I asked Chase, what would you say to people who are kind of there on the sidelines?
Yeah, get off the sidelines. There's so many ways for you to join this mission, whether it be, you know, volunteering your time on a weekly basis to coach a favorite sport, or, you know, learn how to coach a sport you've never even experienced because you're motivated to make a difference in the life of someone else. We have plenty of opportunities for people to get involved on a one-day event experience to support the competitions that we host, you know, across the country year-round. And then there's also the opportunity to be a teammate of an athlete, to, you know, be a unified partner and to help promote inclusion by, you know, sharing in a really meaningful experience as teammates, contributing to the ultimate goal of winning competition.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. It's real simple. SpecialOlympics.org. You can find out more about Special Olympics. You can find out information about what may be going on locally near you. You can also find out more information about the Inclusive Health Program. Like, we love sports. You're listening to Sports Talk Radio. Like, we got people arguing and yelling, and it's fun. I do it. But there's so much more that we could do to have a positive impact on ourselves, our communities, and people that we care about. It's really that simple. There shouldn't be a reason why we can't use sports for good, why people can't get the same health care. It's very simple. SpecialOlympics.org. I can't wait to get down to Louisiana. Yes, that appears to be the next stop. I'll be at Tulane very, very soon. It was a stop last year, and this year we're going to blow it up even more. Inclusive health, inclusive sports, it's a big deal. I also want to thank Experian. Yes, the credit company. They have personally supported me throughout this tour, and I appreciate it, allowing me to go out all over the country, getting to these schools, and just being able to spread the message about inclusion. There's so many areas and aspects where we can all work in a more inclusive environment. Sports, fitness, health, finances, it's all about taking what we know, sharing it with others so we can all better our communities. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Ron, you're going to get the last word. Please do it quickly from Ohio. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
First-time caller, you're awesome. Yes, morally speaking, 61 home runs is the record. The reason why is it was such a hard record to break. We sometimes thought like it never could be broken. And for three people to do it in the same time period, knows that something just didn't seem right, which we know what it is. And if he hits another home run, for me personally, he has the home run record. So I want to end with that. Thank you for taking my call. And I mean it sincerely. You're an awesome person. You do a great job. And thank you.
Well, thank you, Ron, for calling up from Ohio. I agree with you. Aaron Judge hit 62. The 6'7", 285-pound guy will be my home run king, until I'm proven otherwise. It's been fun hanging out here with you, sharing a new top six list, sharing with you my experience at Drexel University, hanging out with super producer and host Dave Shepard. We will be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific, all over the country. If you miss me while I'm gone, you can find me at JR Sport Brief on all social media. Thank you so much. Don't move, though. CBS Sports Radio, Amy Lawrence, she's coming up next. Thank you, Chef.
Get into all the Major League Baseball action with Season 2 of Play Loud, exclusively on the MLB YouTube channel. Forget front row seats. We're taking you into the game on the field and in the dugout during some of the hottest matchups of the season. Follow along and be part of the fun alongside some of the league's biggest stars as we mic them up and get the cameras rolling during some of the hottest matchups of the season.
That is out of the ballpark!
Catch real-time reactions from Juan Soto in the field or listen in on the hilarious conversation between Eduardo Escobar and Francisco Lindor in the dugout. Tune in for live reactions from players across the league with unprecedented access. Play Loud is your exclusive look into the fun of the game. You never know what you're going to see or hear. Play Loud. It's baseball like you've never watched before. Tune in for new episodes of Play Loud, only on the MLB YouTube channel.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Now you can enjoy MLB Play, the one app with all your favorite free MLB games. Enjoy Beat the Streak, Quick Pick, and more. Enjoy competing against friends. Enjoy unlocking exclusive rewards. Plus, your chance to win $5.6 million. Download MLB Play. Enjoy the app. Enjoy the show. MLB Play. No purchase necessary. Must be 21 or older to enter Beat the Streak, which ends at the conclusion of the MLB regular season or when the grand prize is won. Restrictions apply. See MLB.com/play for official rules.
Home to all the jaw-dropping moments. Home to all the best plays in the league. Home to your favorite players from the cities you love. MLB.tv is the home of streaming baseball. Get your ticket to out-of-market games live or on demand across all your favorite supported devices. Home or away, you'll be able to catch all the MLB action this season and gain access to exclusive content. MLB Big Inning brings fans a special live look into the game and delivers the best highlights from games every single day.
That is out of the ballpark!
Tune in for select pre- and post-game coverage or check out new MLB originals for a deeper dive into your favorite teams and ballparks. You can even check out inning milestones, in-game details, and personalize your app for your favorite team. MLB.tv has extended their content library for more originals, like vendors and out-of-the-park films. You can find returning shows like MLB Carded, Baseball Zen, and so much more. There's no better place to never miss a moment of the action than with MLB.tv. Stream every game from every team all season long with MLB.tv.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.